It's 29 minutes to 12, sorry, at Live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
It's really great to have a good friend on the radio and a person who is very well respected in our community, and that is our good friend Dr. Sagar Ahuja, who is a Senior Lecturer and Discipline Coordinator of Human Resource Management at the University of Notre Dame, Australia, Sydney. Good morning to you, Sagar.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Always good to speak to my good friend, and thank you for joining us. We're going to talk about a topic that really is continuing to gather nearly exponential dialogue and discussion in the community in which we live. And it's all centered around and stems from looking at artificial intelligence, an incredible concept. Sagar, can you let our listeners know, when we talk about artificial intelligence, what does that concept mean, or can you define it for us in simple terms?
Yeah, artificial intelligence is it's a machine technology that allows computer to perform the task like a human. Like they have that normally to perform this task, we need the human cognition and adaptive decision making skills and all these things. But interestingly, this broad class of technologies in that you act like a human in performing all these intelligent mechanisms. So artificial intelligence is actually its ability to perform like human in making some of these decisions based on the data, or as providing some kind of a solutions based on the data.
Now, Sagar, we were at your book launch, and congratulations on that. We're going to talk a bit more about that as we go through this interview this morning. Now, I had a question that you wanted to take away and think about deeply, because you said it was a deep question. And I'm going to say it again. You can also take it away again if you want to, because it's a bit without notice. But I was thinking the idea of artificial intelligence being a delegated intelligence, in that the human race has worked out how we can delegate our intelligence to artificial type cognizance and things like that. What is your thought there?
Yes, Darren, artificial intelligence, if you look at the concept of artificial intelligence, artificial intelligence is artificial. This is a human-made intelligence. We made our intelligence made this artificial intelligence. So that shows that there is a mind over matter. If you take it, artificial intelligence is like a matter, there's a mind behind it. That is human mind and the human capacity behind in creating this artificial intelligence. So as much as the debate is there, who is stronger, is a machine or a man, but at the end of the day, we need to remember it's the man-made machine. There's a mind behind this machine. That artificial intelligence is artificial, but our human mind that made this artificial intelligence to happen.
I love the thought there that it's the mind of humans that has made that to happen, to the point where, and that's why I use the word delegated in my mind, in that the man then no longer has to think much about it because he's created the artificial intelligence to do that for him.
Yes, I think that can be a little bit a dangerous thing too. And as much as we get all these benefits from artificial intelligence, but if you don't properly guide these artificial intelligence technologies, it can be used for destructive purposes, or use it for misuse of these intelligent machines. For example, if you're using this artificial intelligence in a military system, or how the way that provide an opportunity for people to act on their impulses. And so in a way, there is as much as this opportunity is there, but at the same time, there is a great moral responsibility for us to fulfill. So there is a great debate. Actually, my next research project, I'm working on these areas, Darren. But it's certainly a deep concept.
Absolutely. Sega, one of the interesting things that comes up in the literature in relation to artificial intelligence is what they call predictive analysis, that by using logarithms and fairly complex mathematical techniques, they're able to predict certain outcomes. And I think that's a very interesting aspect that's developed in terms of artificial intelligence. Am I on the right track?
Absolutely, yes, certainly. That's what is happening. And yeah, that's what a lot of people are making their decisions. And I think Jimmy, you are in the financial planning industry.
Correct.
And slowly, this kind of artificial intelligence technologies are also going into this financial planning industry and how people make their financial decisions. And it's not this kind of, you know, technologies are going everywhere. And if you may recall, and IBM CEO Jimmy Rometry, she mentioned in 2019, the next 5 to 10 years, almost all our jobs will be affected by artificial intelligence technologies. So certainly this intelligent decision making process is going to assist and help us to get better, or perhaps, you know, lead us into the wrong direction. So that is the reason we need some kind of a humane element in addressing these opportunities and as well as challenges. Threats.
I agree with you, Sega. I find it absolutely amazing. And one of the interesting things that the literature tells us is that information is doubling every 2 to 3 years in our world. That is, the volume of material, I'm not talking about the quality of it, that's another issue we can talk about, but the new frontiers and everything is absolutely growing at such a pace that you need to harness the information. What is that information? What's it used for? What are the consequences? And it's being driven also, as you say, by this proliferation of artificial intelligence that gives people information from data.
Yes, certainly. I mean, speed is significantly, you know, happening. And if you carefully observe in the past, all these revolutions, like industrial revolution and all these revolutions, the revolution that is happening through artificial intelligence is perhaps, you know, it's far beyond them, even if you put all these revolutions put together. That means the opportunity for us, you know, connect globally and perform and do things, and it's magnificent. And And it's certainly, you know, it's rapidly increasing, not only regular, like not in once in 2 days or something, but almost every day things are changing and things are happening, Jim.
Absolutely. It's absolutely outstanding what you're telling our listeners and letting us share today with regards to artificial intelligence. Sega, we're going to go to a little break and then we're going to come back and talk about mindset. About sure. The mind and what does that mean, and explain what that does, and then, you know, how do you overcome failures associated with having that mindset, even when it's right. So we're going to really look at those two aspects after this little break. You're on Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and we're just really delighted to have us with us today and talking about some really important and significant areas in the world we live.
Live 90.5. It's 11:45, Live 90.5 Spotlight, Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line Dr. Sega Ahuja, Senior Lecturer and Discipline Coordinator of Human Resource Management at the University of Notre Dame Australia, Sydney Campus. Sega, just before the break, we were talking with regards to mindset. You talk a lot about that in your latest book, and you've written many articles and books in this space. When we talk about mindset, what are we really talking about?
Mindset significantly influences the way that we live, the way that we work, and the way that we perform. And so our thinking has a significant impact on our day-to-day life, Jim. And Actually, I borrowed this concept and mindset concept from Carol Dweck. And she has done tremendous work, and she talks about fixed mindset and growth mindset. The fixed mindset is something that, you know, when people believe their qualities are carved in stone, you know, creates, and basically this, that means they do not believe that they can change. But whereas growth mindset is a belief that personal qualities and talents and intelligence can be changed. So when we believe that we are fixed and we don't change, that's a fixed mindset. That means there is not much hope. People kind of believe in some kind of a fatalistic thinking that they are set, their way of thinking. But when they believe that actually we can change and we can modify and get better, that's the growth mindset. And as I was looking at this, actually, I wanted to go beyond Carol Dweck's fixed and growth mindset, and I wanted to be I was looking at the continued transformation of mind. Actually, I got this concept when I was looking at in the New Testament, Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Here, I'm not sure if you are aware of that, you know, St. Paul talks about the continuous transformation of mind. So it's not like a fix or a growth, but every day we need to continue to transform our thinking to get better towards towards noble things, to follow things that are that are greater good, gives, you know, that pleasing to pleasing to God or something for a better purpose. So that's where the continuous transformation of mind is matters. So it's normally when we look around at workplace, some people have a growth mindset, some people may have a fixed mindset. But, you know, that the most important thing is for us to have this continuous transformation of mind. That means every day we face challenges, ups and downs, and every day we have to continue to work on those things to transform our mind to achieve these noble things. It could be, you know, putting our families, giving pride to our families, or to making the right decisions at workplace, and work ethic, and solving conflicts, or believing in your own abilities and the capabilities that you can perform well. So our mindset has a significant, the way that we think can have a significant impact how we perform at workplace, personally, and as well as professionally, Jim.
Well, there's a saying that says, Sagar, dead fish don't swim. And, you know, the metaphor that comes from that is simply around if you're not thinking and reflecting and becoming introspective and taking knowledge and emotion and psychology and putting it together and try to become a better person, then clearly that's going to have an impact on who you are, who you want to become, and so on. Sagar, when you talk about failure, or when failure, in your book you talk about failure, can you overcome that with the right mindset?
Absolutely. And failure is part and parcel of our lives, and it happens to everyone. But how we deal with those failures is crucial. And what kind of thinking pattern that we apply in dealing with these failures. So in my book, I was looking at the failures and our cognition, that is thinking style, and our personality factors. And also, I was looking at the leadership that we provide in organizations, or else the leaders that we have. So when we face these challenges, personal or professional challenges, having a right frame of mind, understanding, you know, what went wrong and what went right, establishing some strategic goals, and apply these growth mindset strategies, or also transformational mindset strategies, in addressing these failures systematically and strategically with the goal, that will help us to overcome these failures. And in my book, I was also looking at leaders at workplace, and they have a significant impact on the followers. So the leaders, the way they have to use language, they need to specifically use this kind of a growth-minded language. That means when they talk to their subordinates, they need to talk in a way that encouraging, focusing on the strength, building on the strength. That's the most important thing. I know that it's one good example is Jim and the Microsoft CEO, Satya Nadella, and actually turned the whole Microsoft into remarkable growth by using this kind of mindset, language, and strategies. And they look at some of their weak areas or the areas that they are struggling. Now Microsoft is performing really well by using some of these principles and technologies, Jim.
So just to summarize then, can I ask you this question, just a brief description? Mindset and artificial intelligence, how do they fit together?
And that's a very good question. That's what I'm trying to, as I said, artificial intelligence is artificial made by human mind. So mind over matter, that is, your human mind has the capacity to challenge, to deal with this artificial intelligence technologies. So as we employ this artificial intelligence, we face a lot of challenges. So for example, whom to keep and whom not to keep at workplace, but specifically artificial intelligence technologies taking over jobs, and what is the role of humans at workplace. So when artificial intelligence, the great opportunity is having this right frame of mind in dealing with these technologies and filling these gaps and filling these failures and giving the dignity of the human person, human mind, and building this kind of a bridge actually have a significant role in achieving greater good at workplace. So overall, the human mind, the right frame of mind is a pivotal, or else it's extremely important in dealing with these artificial intelligence opportunities and as well as threats. So, it's of course, we have to look into some of these human failures, but at the same time, human greed and our human, some of the things, for example, if you look at some of workplace, the way that decisions are made to appeal to the human impulses, that's where actually the right frame of mind is pivotal and important to overcome these challenges and employ right frame of mind to use artificial intelligence and to lead artificial intelligence in the right direction.
Sagar, it's been great to have you on again this morning talking about really contemporary concepts, and the way you've delivered this morning has been outstanding. Thank you for talking to us about artificial intelligence from your new book, Mindset, and help us understand the world in which we live in and move towards. It's been a real privilege. Both Darren and I always love having you on the show. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining us. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim on 90.5. We're going to go to a little break and we're going to come back and wrap up the show. And we just hope you're okay during COVID. We really mean that.
Okay. Thank you, Jim and Darren. Glad to be here.
Have a great morning, Sagar. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5.